Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We are commercial free, the Neighborhood Watch, covering all of your local stories, including maybe Peyton's traffic jam on 635 this morning. That's coming up at 740. The best voice of all the Cowboy previews we do, Bobby Hebert.
Oh,
at 8 o'clock. No, a Bobby that we can tolerate at 8. Babe Laufenberg at 8:40 here on Sean and RJ.
We might lead off with Neighborhood Watch, by the way, by you telling me who texted you.
Yesterday. We're not. But it was a good hour that I had a conversation with this person over text, and we were just letting it all vent out. And
an hour?
Yeah. Ooh. It was a good session. It's a good session. Let's go around the rest of the NFL.
Interesting.
With 0-2.
0-2 team, Sean. So this obviously is week 2 of the NFL. And in week 2, you have a chance to go 0-2. Oh, which was a very bad number in the National Football League. Since 1990, about 11% of teams that start 0-2 make the playoffs. So, you know, 1 out of 10.
Now, how much is that going to change with the 17th game, I wonder?
17th game and the 7th team.
Yes.
In the playoffs, yes. Right?
And what happens if you remove the Bengals from this 0-2 start? Because I think they've made the playoffs like 3 times doing that recently.
Well, interesting you say that. They did it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In 2022. So, since 2007, 131 teams have started 0-2. 13 have made the playoffs.
Ugh.
How about since 2020? 33 teams have started 0-2. 2 have made the postseason.
Uh-oh.
Cincinnati 2 years ago, and then Houston last year.
I love just these types of stats.
Just those two. So that's it. So I wanted to ask y'all what you thought about these teams who are in must-win territory who are currently 0-1. Like, I mean, somebody, one of these teams might do it, right? They might start 0-2.
And by the way, tonight, Bills, Dolphins, 7:15 on Prime, Kumar Rocker against the Mariners on the Fan at 8:40. So Bills, Dolphins tonight.
We might catch a break. It might be halftime when Kumar's out there.
Yeah.
I catch a little break there. All right, so I'm going to throw some teams at you. Green Bay. So they still have to face Detroit twice, San Fran, the Rams, Houston, and Miami.
Well, it's 0-1 against 0-1 Sunday.
That's right.
Colts at Packers. Both are 0-1. Sandler yesterday kind of changed my thinking on the Packers. Because Malik Willis is so freaking terrible, I'm going to give the hot take and say that if the Green Bay Packers lose to the Colts this weekend, they will not make the playoffs.
Ooh.
Changing it on the wall of take. I don't even know if it's a hot take, but it does make sense. Like, Malik Willis is awful.
Do they expect him, Jordan Love, back by October?
Oh, yeah, never mind. I'm sorry. I take that back. He's playing this weekend according to Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur. I don't know. I guess this is a... If you've ever played for the Packers thing, you just lie about injuries and say ridiculous things the way Aaron Rodgers was like, yeah, I'll be back 2 months after tearing my Achilles. Same sort of thing. Matt LaFleur says, yeah, I'm not even going to rule out that he misses a game. He could play this week against the Colts. That's what's going to happen. If Colts
are favored by 3 right now on the road.
If he plays against the Colts this week, I will like shave my head bald.
There we go. He wouldn't do it for the kids, the struggling kids in Sandler's charity.
Maybe. Is that why Sandler complained to you about me yesterday?
Maybe he'll do it for Jordan Love. Good try. All right. Who else is willing to jump on my bandwagon? If the Packers lose, or the Colts, you can take either side. They're both 0-1. If the Packers lose, they won't make the playoffs.
I don't think they're done. Colts would be done just because
of the Colts. Colts would be done because of the Colts.
I think the Colts were done before they played their first game.
Yeah.
But, Packers would
Anthony
not.
Anthony Richardson had some fun highlights.
He does have some fun highlights.
They are watchable to me because of him.
Throw it at 65 yards going the other way.
He had the throw of the week.
Oh.
That was the throw of the week.
Great throw.
I saw somebody, I think it was Charles McDonald, wrote about it yesterday for Yahoo. He was like, Yeah, okay. For all the analytics nerds that want to talk about Anthony Richardson isn't accurate and he's this and that, just remember, this is as bad as you're ever going to see Anthony Richardson play is right now. This is as bad as he'll be. It is literally only up from here. So if you want to take that gamble that he won't become good, fine, but that's your own risk.
Yeah, I think Green Bay's in trouble because, like I said, they have two against Detroit, San Fran, Rams, Houston, Miami, and that's possible. Like, that's a good chance they're going to lose four of those games. I mean, those are tough games.
But the good thing for them with Love out, if he's out two or three more weeks, Colts, Titans, Vikings.
Right.
That's not hard.
They could theoretically be 3-1. I mean, all they need from Malik Willis is like semi, just halfway decent play.
And I don't know. Is their defense that good?
No. Not in my opinion. I don't think it's good enough to just like carry like that.
All right, so that covers two 0-1 teams.
All right, so it was Green Bay. And I didn't put every team in here just because I figured some were just like not going to make it. The Jets are the next one.
Oh, man, I was afraid you were going to say that because this is a tough one.
So the Jets, the rest, they have Buffalo twice. They have Miami twice. They have Houston, the Rams, Jacksonville, and Pittsburgh.
That's a team that's done. If they lose this week, they're done.
The Jets?
Yep.
Because I'm also trying to take into account the division. And, you know, the Patriots, maybe the surprise win of the week, and Buffalo and Miami not going to be pushovers. You're saying that they would be done. I will agree with you because I'm also not going to bet on Aaron Rodgers' health. I got to read this. I got to read this quote from Rodgers, by the way, too. Yesterday was a different version of relax. And if Peyton was here on time, we could have the audio clip.
That's right.
Listen to this. I think we always have to stay relaxed. It's a long season. I think at times people think the season is like you're out in the prairie or the desert and you're moving around trying to find water, but it's more like a nice, slow bolero where we're just swaying with the music.
Bolero?
I don't know. I'm guessing. While we're just swaying with the music and reacting to whatever comes to us and through us, just trying to not get too high with the highs or too low with the lows. But I will say if they lose to the Titans, which I don't think they will not make the postseason. They get Patriots, but they get Patriots, Broncos, Vikings after that. That's a nice schedule.
I mean, they win this one, they could be 4-1.
And then they lose, they could be 3-2.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
Broncos, Vikings, Bills?
Right, it's the Titans.
I'm sorry. I'm Patriots, Broncos, Vikings.
Yeah. By the way, you can get into this game for $38. It's Titans home opener.
Yuck.
That is not even the lowest.
I wish that was the price for my Bama Vandy tickets.
you can find a hookup?
No, I got it for free.
Oh, okay.
I wish it was the hotel. I'm sitting in the student section or whatever, the family section.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. That'd be fun.
I need to talk to Kristen about her hotel hookup she has.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give me the brand? What's the hotel?
I think it's Marriott.
That's what I need.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'll ask her.
All right. Next up is Jacksonville.
If you tell me who talked about me.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville plays Cleveland.
Oh.
And then after that, they go on the road to Buffalo. Oh, they play Houston. And they still have games with Philadelphia, Green Bay, Detroit, and Houston again.
Woo! I love that you're giving the future schedules. And I'm Rudy
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For you, Deshaun. Let's go to Deshaun Watson. As yesterday, he was asked to respond to the newest allegation. And he's like, I'm just going to let the league go ahead and control that. I will say the Jacksonville Jaguars are done if they lose to Cleveland. They will not make the playoffs. And I hope to make Mike Bassick suffer even more.
So the only thing that gives me pause when you're listing off these tough schedules is that it then sounds like they still have control over their destiny, like if they right the ship, is the thing. It's almost like one of those things where, obviously...
Because by giving the schedule, of course everyone controls their own destiny.
No, I know, but if you say, like, there's two games against Houston left, okay, well, they're in the same division as Houston. If they beat Houston twice, then that covers over a lot of the issues. Okay. So I'm saying that it gives them a chance to kind of, like, handle something within their own division. Yeah, probably done, just because that would say something to me. If you lose to Cleveland after blowing that game in Miami where you were up, then yeah, that tells me that you're chokers.
And up and then driving at the end in a fumble like that. They had it. I mean, they should have won that game.
God, you are Mr. Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda for Jacksonville. That's all you do. You simp for the Jags maybe as much
as
Mike.
Well, I mean, you have to have
You
got
to remember last year in the first half.
You got to have context.
You got to remember the QBR.
And
you got to
remember this. Houston.
You got to remember that.
You got to have context with it. I mean, they're the fumble late.
What is this? Because he defended the city of Jacksonville as like a nice area, too. What is your Jacksonville connection that you're defending so hard?
And you're wearing a Jacksonville color hat.
Well, yeah, what is this?
Jacksonville color hat. This is a swing juice hat, okay? I used to go there every summer. Every year.
There it is.
Mm. Now, my grandparents are buried there. Do you want to talk about that?
Okay. Where's your mom buried?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you defend, Bobby?
Yeah,
do you even know where your mom's buried?
Yeah, I don't cheer for South Oak Cliff just because of where my mom's buried.
Even know.
Now, this is tough. These are your two childhood teams then, the Browns and the Jaguars. How are you gonna pick who to cheer for?
Oh, I'll cheer for Jacksonville. I'll cheer for Jacksonville. I like their colors. Very nice colors.
Clearly.
And your shorts.
I like soft colors. I like soft colors on sports teams. Baltimore is the next one.
Ooh.
So they have the game against Vegas. Then they come here. Then they got Buffalo, Cincinnati. They got to go to Tampa. They got Philly, Houston, Chargers. They should be okay for the playoffs, but like...
Well, that's the stat. That's the point of the segment.
Yeah, it is. But like
you don't make the playoffs.
You know, they would probably be wild card team on the road. You know, it'd be very difficult.
Bobby, you go first.
No, not done. Because, I mean, they were on the road against Kansas City, and you could argue they should have beat them, potentially. Like, I mean, it was. If you look at the side statistics, thank you for the cut sheet an hour and a half later, Peyton. If you look at the side statistics.
Smack him. And look at this. Pittsburgh's in first place in the North. Would you look at that? Baltimore, Cincy, Cleveland, all 0-1.
Yeah, if you look at the peripheral statistics, they outplayed Kansas City. Like in the stat sheet, they were better. And so now the only thing that would give me pause is if you're at home and the Raiders beat you, that may tell me something about what you are. Yeah. But to me, I would think of it as a little fluky. I'm saying that Baltimore could easily, over their last 15, win 11 out of those 15 and still go 11-6.
I agree. Baltimore can still be alive at 0-2.
All right, next one. The Rams. They got Arizona, but they have San Fran twice, Green Bay, Seattle twice, Philly, Miami, and Buffalo. That's a lot.
Go ahead. Give your predictable take.
Well, I mean, Zach would tell you nothing's impossible for Matthew Stafford, even though he was like 18 games under 500 for his career before he got to the Rams.
The problem here is the division. You know, like, what is Seattle? They feel like the Saints to me, 8-9, 9-8. What is Arizona? They already fight with Marvin Harrison Jr. over touches there. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona should have arguably beat Buffalo last week, like being up early. They were up early. They should have won that game. If you're telling me Kyler's back, they almost beat Buffalo, and then they beat the Rams, then I'm going to believe that Arizona might be more competitive in that division. And so I would say, yeah, if Rams lose, they're done.
I will agree.
Mm-hmm.
I will agree.
I think y'all are spot on that one.
There seems to be a trend, though, that these teams that feel the 0-2 pressure are facing an easier team. Is it just falling that way? Who's got the toughest matchup that you're looking at of the 0-1 playoff possibilities?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Oh.
So Atlanta lost last week. They play at Philly this week. Then they're home to Kansas City. I mean, they're staring 0-3 in the face. They still have two at Tampa. They play the Cowboys and the Rams.
You ready?
I'm sorry, and the Chargers.
You ready for my five-alarm take?
Yes.
Five-alarm take. They go 0-2.
They start Penix.
And Michael Penix, Shannon Sharpe's favorite quarterback, takes them to the playoff. No, I'm just kidding. They lose. They're out. They lose. They will not be able to recover because of that video of Kirk Cousins' back right leg.
If they lose, though, let's look at who else is in that division. Carolina's got the Chargers this week. The Saints have the Cowboys.
Ugh.
And then the Buccaneers have the Lions. The Bucks and Saints could lose. They'd be 1-1.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I mean, that's going to be a 500-ish team that wins that division anyway.
Yep, you're right.
You're saying they're not dead.
Not
they go
done.
0-2.
Not done.
They are done unless Penix saves them.
I think they'd be done because they'd be 0-3. If they're 0-2, they're going to go to 0-3 because I don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs. All right, last one.
Real hot take.
You have Cincinnati. So they have the Chiefs this weekend at Burrowhead.
I'm starting to... I hate all teams in the AFC North. I'm starting to hate the Bengals. They're so frustrating.
They're very frustrating.
Are they as frustrating as the Chargers?
Yeah.
Or still the Chargers? At least since he makes it to the playoffs.
Every year or a Super Bowl every now and then.
The Burrow wrist thing. That whole controversy. Is he okay?
Yeah.
I don't understand why people were making a big deal over the water bottle. He did nothing weird with the water bottle. The way he flung it up and caught it. Are you an athlete? You have any type of coordination? Watch this. You know, when you do it.
Look at that. He even cupped it, huh? With my lotion bottle.
You just do it like that.
Yeah.
But he was shaking it.
Sure.
I'd be more concerned about that.
Absolutely. So, Chiefs this weekend still have two with Baltimore, Philadelphia, Chargers, Cowboys. So that's 1, 2.
I know you're already going to say Cincy can still be alive.
It's six games. I don't feel as comfortable with them as I would Baltimore in that division still being alive.
What do you think, Ralph?
I think they're still alive. The division's brutal. Real quick, one more thing on Atlanta. After they play the Cowboys, this is their schedule from November on. Saints, Broncos, Chargers, Vikings, Raiders, Giants, Commanders, Panthers.
Oh, my gosh.
That's their last, seven games.
That's for Atlanta.
So, even if they do
Penix
start 0-3.
Penix time.
They could make a run.
Cincinnati. How much is the chase? It feels uneasy there. They are right now feeling the worst-case scenario of what the Cowboys could have been with all the contract drama in the offseason. Bengal fans, I can see them being ticked off at the owner. You basically cost us our year because we're going to go 1-2 to start off with – Jamar touches, Jamar conditioning, Higgins, what's going on there? I will still not bury them if they go 0-2.
It really is amazing how much we overreact to 1 week in the league. But you have to. These numbers show you have to.
Because that number. That's why I love the segment. I love that stat. But I want Cincinnati to get there.
I want them to be done just because of the whole blonde Burrow thing.
I agree.
That whole energy this year.
He's a Bond villain, man.
No, that's not Bond villain. That's Die Hard 3 villain.
It's blonde villain.
Blonde villain.
I see what you did.
Yep. Everyone did. It was obvious.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Obvious to whoever you were talking to yesterday, too, I'm sure.
Yeah. let's get to the biggest. I almost said
real quick, by
I almost said something to give it away.
You should tell me.
Real quick, by the way. Since 2007... 66 teams of the team that started 2-0. All right, it's about 65% that make the
postseason.
Yeah, so it's not as big the other way. 0-2 is only 11% make it rate. 2-0 is 65% make it rate. It's not that big of a deal.
All right, there it is. Expressway commercial free Thursday edition tomorrow. We're taking the show to Firehouse Number 1 in Burleson with a brand new bottle cap opener giveaway.
Yes, sir.
105 through the fans. Sturdiness.
Very good bottle. Very sturdy. It's one of those things you can twirl around your finger.
Yeah.
I love to do that. I'll twirl anything on
would
my
you
finger.
Twirl that? I would be worried about a potential injury.
Every time
from that.
He does that, last time he busted his eye.
I'm a big twirler. I'll twirl anything. And then it'll hit me in the face.
Spinner.
And you know what? And then I'll go back and I'll spin it again because that's what I do.
Let's get local.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.